Good morning, America. This is the Katz Roundtable. This is John Katzmatidis, Sunday morning. And with us today is Corey Lewandowski. Corey was the campaign manager for Donald Trump for 18 months, helped make him president. And now he's near the president again, and he's helping defenders make sure we have a Congress that's Republican, and among other things. Corey, you explain what you're doing.
Well, John, I'll tell you, I've been so fortunate over the last couple of years to continue to be part of Team Trump. And right now, I work for the Vice President's Political Action Committee. It's called the Great America Committee. I'm the senior strategist there. And our job on that committee is to give money to candidates who are running for office at the federal level and some at the state level who are on the Trump-Pence agenda. It's a hard money political action committee. So we're giving hard dollars to individuals to make sure they're going to win in November.
How, you know, November is what, just about 80 days away, November, the election. How is it looking?
You know, you're exactly right. People don't tend to focus on the election until after Labor Day, but we're really just about 80 days is the magic number right about now. And I think what you're going to see from the federal level is an increase in Republican majorities in the U.S. Senate. I predict a 3-4 seat increase. And then in the House, if the election were held today, it's going to be very, very close. But what we do know for sure is there is no blue wave coming. That's not to say the Democrats won't pick up seats. Historically, that has been the tradition in the midterm election of a presidential first term. But that being said, there is no blue wave. There's no 63-seat swing coming like Obama lost or 54 seats like Bill Clinton lost. If the Democrats gain seats, it'll be a much smaller number than what has been done historically because of the success of this administration.
I mean, just about every pollster, every newspaper says there's a blue wave coming. This morning, the headline was 75% chance of a Democratic Congress. You got the lowest. Let's talk about unemployment. You got the lowest unemployment ever.
John, what do you think? Not just unemployment. It's an opportunity that Americans have that they haven't had for a decade, which is economic prosperity in front of them. People who are working, who want to find new jobs, have that availability to them. People who want to start jobs have that availability to them. They didn't have that 2 years ago. Look, if you believe what the pundits say, Hillary Clinton is the president of the United States. If you believe what the pundits say, Jeb Bush is the Republican nominee for president 2 years ago. I was there on Election Day, John. You were there. You remember it. We woke up on election morning and they said Donald Trump has a 1% chance of winning the election. These are the geniuses that the mainstream media listens to and allow to continue to prognosticate about what's going to happen in the election. And when they're wrong, there is no recourse. They keep getting paid. They keep having television gigs. And it's shameful the way they push a narrative which is not based in fact.
Now, the other thing is been going around Washington all week that the security clearance has been pulled from the former CIA director, and the New York Times is outraged.
Well, but John, it's a fake outrage. Let me ask you a question. What secrets do we think former director of Central Intelligence Brennan has to still be privy to, and what communication that he is required to have a top secret security clearance does he still need to have with the current administration? He is a paid political pundit for television, and any information which he's receiving from secretive matters or top secret issues should no longer be being relayed to him. And now all the president has said is, if someone releases that information to you, it's now a crime. He's gone from being the top spy in the United States to a political pundit who should not have access to classified information. And he takes that information and he's probably profiteering off it by sitting on boards and other places that he can utilize that information for material gain. And I'm happy, and it's long overdue, and the president should have done this a long time ago.
Now, last Tuesday, 4 states had primaries. What did we learn from all that?
What we learned is that Donald Trump has a golden touch, and every time he endorses someone in a primary, they win. You know, look at what he's been able to do in Georgia. Look at what he's been able to do in, you know, pick a place, Kansas, right? Chris Kobach was endorsed the day before, and he won. And Donald Trump continues to win when he picks candidates for a race in a Republican primary. Those candidates support him. He wins. Look at Minnesota. Tim Pawlenty. Conti was supposed to be supposed to have a big comeback, and the truth is, he wasn't on the team. He attacked Donald Trump. The voters went to the ballot box and said, we want people on the Trump-Pence agenda. That's where he's been most successful.
Now, President Trump has unlimited amount of energy, it seems like. He's going to how many different states every week? Is he going to continue that pace?
His pace is not just going to continue. It's going to increase. You know, in the forward week, you're going to see him back in West Virginia, a very important state as it relates to a U.S. Senate race. You're going to see him traveling in the coming weeks to all of the primary states that have big races coming up. He is committed now to being on the road 6 days a week. And I've been there, John. I've seen his energy. He works 18, 20 hours a day every single day to maintain a schedule that nobody can keep up with. And that's why he's been so successful.
What else would you like to tell the American public on Sunday morning?
Look, what I'd like to remind the American people is just how much success this administration has had, whether it's economic success, whether it's international diplomacy, whether it's the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, whether it's the returning of American remains from Korea, all of the things that the mainstream media continues to bypass. The American people wake up every day and say, our country is better today than it was yesterday. We're stronger. We're the world superpower. And I think Donald Trump and his administration doesn't get the credit they deserve, because what we saw this week, John, was a concerted effort by the mainstream media newspapers to attack this administration as opposed to praising them and thanking this president for putting America first. The American people are smart, and come November, they will reward those that support the Trump-Pence agenda.
Well, Corey Lewandowski, thank you so much for what you're doing for Donald Trump, and keep working hard, and we'll catch up with you again real soon.
Always my pleasure, John. Thank you.
Thank you. This is the Cats Roundtable. We'll be right back.